WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. It is Wet Nose Wednesday. We'll be talking about pets with Melissa Vieira of MJ's Pet Training Academy a little bit later on in the program. It's brought to you by First Citizens Federal Credit Union. Today we're going to be talking about her article regarding how to get dogs prepared for the back to school, I guess, anxiety, we'll say. The back-to-school confusion, because they've had the kids home all summer. Now they're going to be wondering where the kids are all day. So there's some tips and tricks to help with that that Melissa will share with us later on. And, of course, we'll have our adoptable pet today. We had a great conversation yesterday with City Council President Ryan Pereira. We didn't really get too much into the flock cameras, just a little bit at the end. But we'll have more discussion on that next week, because the council does have a couple of motions regarding that that we can discuss more in depth. I think that that's something that is going to be a topic of conversation in many communities around here. Yesterday, the Rhode Island governor, Dan McKee, said that they're putting a pause on installing state-run or state contracted flock cameras in Rhode Island. So I forget the number, I can look it up, but it was like 30 something that they had contracted for, and 20 something of them are already up. But he said, hold off, we need to come up with some guidelines. We need to come up with some policies and procedures. We need to come up with some guardrails. And then hopefully all of the local municipalities will adopt those as well. They wouldn't have to, of course. They govern themselves, so they can make their own rules and regulations. But they're hoping that whatever the state comes up with can be something that communities can look at and say, well, here's the framework of what we're going to put into place as well. So that conversation will, I'm sure, be ongoing both in Rhode Island and Massachusetts. While I've heard law enforcement officials discuss cases that have been solved because of them, I haven't heard an overwhelming, full-throated support of them from law enforcement officials either. So I don't know if that's because, you know, they can't really say anything. I don't know if that's, you know, like obviously individual officers, that's something that they would say, hey, don't post about that. Don't talk about that. That's a statement that should come from the union or from the department. But the idea of law enforcement backing those cameras, I don't think is hard to fathom, because it helps make their job easier. But there was just another story of an officer, I forget where, but they were utilizing cameras to track their ex. And these are the kind of things that, you know, not even other police officers want to see happen, because here they are trying to say, like, hey, we want to be able to keep this technology. But these abuses of it make it hard for the public to get behind that idea. So I don't know if you caught at the end of the conversation with Council President Pereira, but he did say, you know, ordinances are on the table to decide whether or not the department can even use these cameras in New Bedford. So while the police department is responsible for deciding what technology it wants to utilize, the council can pass an ordinance that says you can't utilize that technology. Now, I don't think they're going to unilaterally make that decision without, you know, strong input from the police chief. And what Chief Thody feels will probably weigh heavily on any decisions that they make. But I think part of this conversation has to be, we need to know where Chief Thody himself stands on this. And I know, you know, he said he's open to these conversations and he's open to creating these guidelines, but I haven't really heard him come out and say, like, I definitely want to keep this if we can find a way. So they'll have, the council will have him come before them to speak about this, whether, you know, the public safety committee or what have you, but they'll have him come forward to speak about this. And I think we'll hear him open up a little bit more about his own beliefs and his own feelings about the Flock network. Because I think right now you've got to be careful. You've got a contract with them. So not only are you on the hook for paying that, but you can't go out and bash a company that you have a contract with. Because then people say, well, why'd you sign the contract? Why'd you ever enter this contract if you're not in full support of what it is they do? So the fact that he is willing to take public sentiment into his forward decision-making, I think is a good thing, because a lot of people in that position would say, no, it's my department. This is what we're doing. I was hired to do a job. We need this tool to do that job. We're keeping it. But in this and other issues that have popped up in his little over a year on the job, he seems to have an understanding of, you know, you can only police the people if the people are comfortable with the policing. And I think he has an eye toward that. So 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, if you would like to sound off on that. But also, of course, you know, we heard Council President Pereira's take on the mayor's apparent back and forth with the Department of Justice. I was hoping we would get an update from the mayor today on that, but he is not going to be joining Chris today. So we might have to catch up with him next week on all those things. But that's all right. Chris will still have a great program for you, as he always does. I also mentioned yesterday briefly that this Monday, the Zeiterion is doing something special for first responders, active duty military, and veterans. It is, of course, the Bill Murray movie marathon, Monday movie marathon. I might have those out of order. But anyway, they've been showing Bill Murray movies every Monday throughout August. And this week's movie, on the 24th, is going to be Stripes. And if you've never seen Stripes before, it's, you know, Bill Murray at some of his smart alecky slacker finest. He plays a guy with no prospects. Girlfriend dumps him, loses his place to live, loses his job. Everything's falling apart around him. So what does he do? He joins the army. And he has his best friend, played by Harold Ramis, join him as well. And as I wrote in the article today, hilarity ensues. This is the movie with Sergeant Hulka, the drill sergeant. This is the movie where when they're out there doing the drills and they're marching, they sing Doo-Wah Diddy, the Manfred Mann song. So, and of course, John Candy in a very early role. Joe Flaherty's in it. John Larroquette, Sean Young, PJ Souls. It's got a great cast, very funny film. And it was on HBO a lot when I was a kid. So that is going to be the movie that is shown on Monday. So as such, because it is a military-themed movie, the Zeiterion thought it'd be nice to offer free tickets to members of the military, active duty and veterans. And then they included first responders in that as well. So if you'd like to go to see the movie for free, if you fit into one of those categories, you just have to go to the Zeiterion website, zeiterion.org, and put in the code AMERICANS. When you are checking out. All the details are in my story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But you can get a free ticket to go see Stripes on Monday. And if you're not in one of those categories, it's only $12. So it's on par with what you would pay to go to the, you know, the AMC theater in Dartmouth. I think it's actually cheaper than that. So you can still go and enjoy the film even if you're not into one of those categories. But they just thought it'd be great to fill the crowd up with people who are, you know, in that category. And if it's anything like last week, this past Monday's movie was like, you know, get a great crowd in there. Makes you know, a good comedy is funnier in a room full of people. Because sometimes there's things that you don't realize are a joke. And then you hear people laugh and you're like, oh, what? Oh, okay, now I get it. But also, like, laughter is contagious, you know? I don't laugh out loud at things very often. And I've seen Ghostbusters, you know, dozens of times. But being in that crowd and everybody laughing around me got me laughing out loud at some of the stuff in the movie. Stuff that I knew was coming and I knew the joke and I could recite already. But I still laughed because that's the atmosphere that you're in. I also had a nice drink with my movie viewing experience, so that probably helps too. But the experience of going to see a movie, even one that you've seen before, I think is a special thing, especially at a place like the Zyterian, which was a movie house for so long. So anyway, there's an article at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app with more details about how to get those free tickets and about the movie. You can watch the trailer in there, too. And again, you never know when Bill Murray might show up. The final film will be the Monday after, on the 31st, Groundhog Day, which I think is a favorite of a lot of people. I don't know very many people that don't like Groundhog Day. And to this day, people still recite that movie frequently. If I run into my brother in public somewhere, we're like, Ned Ryerson, Phil Connors. So it's definitely going to be a good time, both screenings. So come on out and take part. 508-996-0500. Speaking of tickets to things, we are giving away tickets all this week to see Brad Paisley at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. I'm still waiting for two squeeze winners to get back in touch with me. So if you enter that contest, check your email. Maybe check your junk box, your junk folder. See if you got an email from me or WBSM in there, because I've got two more people that haven't claimed their tickets. I'd like to get you those tickets so that you can go to the show. But the Brad Paisley contest is ongoing. That's happening at MGM Music Hall at Fenway. And I think I checked yesterday. These are general admission floor seats. So you're going to be right down front. I would just recommend, though, if you're getting these general admission floor seats, show up pretty early. Because I can imagine that, you know, you've got a rabid fan base for these acts, and unless you want to be in the back of the standing room only section, which is still a great place to be, unless you're my height, you're trying to get there when the doors open, claim your spot. It's funny because the one time that I was like, well, I've been down front for a couple of different shows, but I remember I went to see U2 on the Vertigo tour, and we had floor seats, which was general admission floor, and I was terrified that I was going to be stuck behind a bunch of people and I wouldn't be able to see anything. I'm like, we're going to be too close. I'm not going to be able to see. And my buddy that was going with me was like, who was, you know, a foot taller than me, was like, don't worry about it. It'll be fine. I'll put you on my shoulders, you know, like messing around with me. And they had this section that was like the heart, in front of the stage, where it was like they could walk around on the heart, like a little exterior stage, and people could get beeped on their tickets to go into the heart. And I was like, well, I've got, you know, I'm the biggest fan. It's got a beep for me, right? And we went through the line, scanned my ticket, no beep. I was like, well, I guess I really will be far back and not be able to see anything. But then my buddy's ticket beeped. And because if it beeps, anybody that's with you in your group gets to go in there too. So we got to go in. And at that point, really nobody was in there. So we got right down to the front row. It was awesome. So you could have that same experience. All right, 508-996-0500. I've got to get a break in here. When we come back, we can get the news and we can talk with you. And then we'll carry on. Be back right after this.
You're listening to the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500.
Thousands of Ethiopians at risk for deportations, the change coming to the Connecticut primary election, and the social media Meta trial continues.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Thousands of Ethiopians are now at risk of deportation after federal judge allowing the Trump administration to end protections for them. It's the latest in the several court rulings to strip protections for more than a million people who have been allowed to legally live and work in the U.S. The ruling denied a request from organizations to postpone the termination of relief known as temporary protected status while the group's legal challenge plays out. Lawmakers in Connecticut are debating a move in the election season calendar.
A new date for the primary election has some support on both sides of the aisle after low voter turnout last Tuesday.
It seems as if we kind of landed on August and we have no choice.
Connecticut's Secretary of State said only 19% of registered Democrats cast ballots and less than 10% of registered Republicans turned out to vote. Legislators are looking at a new date for either June or September. Critics of the move say a later primary would give candidates less time to campaign for the general, while a June primary could be challenging for incumbents in office. I'm Lizzie Radabali.
The landmark trial against Meta is underway at a federal courthouse in Oakland, California. Colorado, Kentucky, New Jersey, and California are seeking $1.4 trillion in damages, alleging the company engineered Facebook and Instagram to make it addictive to children. In her opening statement, California Deputy Attorney General Megan O'Neill says Meta told Congress and parents that Instagram and Facebook were safe for kids, while all the while it hid the truth. Meta CEO Mark Zuckerberg will testify in the trial coming up. Nick Reiner will get a $300 monthly allowance while a dispute about his access to his trust fund continues.
The $300 is for basic jail commissary items like food and toiletries. Reiner is seeking access to the estimated $1 million to $1.5 million trust fund set up by his parents, Rob and Michelle Reiner, who he is accused of murdering last December. He says he needs the money for his legal fees. Reiner's defense team says he has already spent $200,000 on legal fees. California has a rule called the Slayer Statute, which says any person who kills someone cannot inherit money, property, or benefits from that victim. A judge has postponed the matter until October 23rd. I'm Daniel Martindale.
A specific color of outdoor sunlight could hold the secret to preventing nearsightedness in kids. A University of Alabama at Birmingham study published this week found indigo light completely blocked nearsightedness in tree shrews, whose eyes closely mimic human vision. The specific light wavelength is common outdoors, but largely is missing from standard indoor bulbs. Researchers say the discovery helps explain why outdoor playtime protects children's eyesight. Scientists are now seeking funding to test specialized lighting inside daycare centers to see if it protects vision in real-world settings. Hayden Panettiere's estranged mother is speaking out now after the actress's sudden death at age 36.
Leslie Vogel said in an interview with NBC News she's sure her daughter is with her brother and at peace. Panettiere's younger brother, Jansen, died unexpectedly at age 28 in 2023. The Nashville actress had been open about her complicated childhood in New York's Hudson Valley and strained relationship with her mother. Vogel also said of young people growing up in the entertainment industry that it's not unusual for them to sadly find the wrong path. There are reports that Panettiere's ex-boyfriend was with her when she died in a South Carolina apartment on Sunday. I'm Sarah Lee Kessler.
The founder of ESPN has passed away.
Bill Rasmussen, whose traffic jam brainstorm with his son helped launch the start of 24-hour-a-day sports coverage, passed away Tuesday at the age of 93 of complications from Parkinson's disease. The broadcaster turned entrepreneur is being remembered for his optimism and love of innovation through technology and creative programming. I'm at Matt and Sen.
WBSM Sports.
Boston Red Sox over the Arizona Diamondbacks 9-4 yesterday. Both teams back at it this afternoon at 4:10.
And now your WPRI 12 forecast, brought to you by Family Heating and Cooling in Westport.
Early morning clouds and fog giving way to mostly sunny skies today, turning into a nice day, warm with a high of 85. Partly cloudy tonight, late night lows in the upper 60s. Morning sunshine Thursday giving way to increasing clouds. Most of the day looks dry, but watch for some showers and thunderstorms either very late day or early evening, highs around 82. And on Friday, cloudy in the morning, some sunshine by Friday afternoon with highs in the lower 80s. For WBSM, I'm 12 News Chief Meteorologist Tony Petracca.
I'm Mike Roberts, WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
And welcome back in. Hey, if you are looking for a job, maybe you're looking for something that is some part-time work. You can pick up a little extra money. Maybe you're looking for something to do on the weekends. Maybe you're a kid whose summer job is wrapping up and you're looking for something to keep you going during the school year. You know, you spent the summer working in a restaurant or somewhere in the hospitality industry where they no longer need you once the summer's over. Well, what better place to work than Rewind Restaurant and Arcade in Wareham. Talk about a fun place to go to work every day. And right now they're looking for bartenders, hosts, servers, and cooks. So if you think you can fill one of those positions, they're looking for people that have at least a minimum of 1 year experience. But if you're looking to keep your career going or maybe have a change of scenery, there's no better scenery around than Rewind. Imagine going to work every day in a place full of neon lights and music videos playing all over the walls, and just everything is fun. So if you're interested, you can apply at Rewind. It's right on Main Street in Wareham, and while you're there, you can check out the place, stop in for some of their delicious food, some of their awesome games, and all the great events they have going on at Rewind, including this weekend, the Summerween Party. It's a costume party in August, and it's happening. It's basically Halloween in August. And it's happening this Saturday at 9:30 p.m. Come out in your best costume. Get ready to dance. Get ready to have fun. There's going to be a music video DJ. That's what's cool about Rewind. It's not just hearing the music. They run the videos for those songs as well on all the TVs all around the bar. They have a light-up dance floor. I mean, I don't dance, but I would be tempted to at this party for sure, especially if I'm in a costume. Nobody knows who I am. They'll never know I'm the terrible dancer is me. So if you want to check that out or any of the great things going on at Rewind, make sure you follow them on Facebook, RWND, Rewind, Restaurant and Arcade on Main Street in Wareham. You're really going to have fun there. Remember, be kind, please, Rewind. All right, my number here, 508-996-0500. App chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. There's some very interesting news stories to keep an eye on this morning, including this story out of Worcester, in which a police officer was found deceased in his home. And Patrolman Kurt Solomon, 57, was found deceased at a residence on Wildwood Avenue early Tuesday morning. He had been with the department for 31 years and leaves behind two adult sons. Officials are searching, this comes from WCVB, officials are searching for Karen Solomon, who is presumed to be armed and dangerous. Solomon, 58, has dark brown hair and brown eyes and was last seen wearing pajama shorts and a tank top. So while they haven't publicly commented on the connection between the two Solomons, you know, reports here are that her social media says that she's the wife of a police officer, as well as the co-founder of First Help, an organization dedicated to increasing awareness of mental health challenges within the first responder community. So a lot of people are just assuming that they were husband and wife, because this is being described as police as a domestic incident. But this is an ongoing situation, and I'm sure there'll be more updates throughout the course of the day, especially if they locate Karen Solomon. So we'll let you know if anything changes with that. Also, hold on here. Let me just fix this here. This story came out of Sandwich, and this is not something that I would ever think is something you need to be concerned about when you go to the beach, but apparently it is. There was an 18-year-old man, 18-year-old boy, teen, whatever you want to refer to him as, who was working on a sandcastle at Scusset Beach yesterday. And as he's building the sandcastle, I guess he was like digging out a moat around it, and he became stuck in the hole he created for the moat. The beach caved in around him. So he's like standing there in this hole, and then all of a sudden he just sinks in and continued sinking. He was buried above the waist, couldn't get out. He was kind of in an awkward position, I guess, where his legs were bent, so he couldn't really push himself up out of the sand, and the people who were with him couldn't get him out. So they ended up calling for help, and they were able to get him out, and he's fine. Everything's fine. But they ended up putting some, like a platform over the hole. But who would ever think, I mean, obviously, you know, when you go to the beach, you can dig through the sand and make sandcastles, dig up a moat. You can even bury somebody in the sand. But nobody expects that sand to be like quicksand and start burying you without you realizing it. So just a very strange situation. But now new reason not to go to the beach. I could get sucked into the sand. So just a very strange story, but glad that everybody's okay. They were able to get him out, and he's, you know, probably a little embarrassed, but other than that, not hurt. 508-996-0500. Let me get my next break in here. Back in a few moments.
Looking for a meaningful way to engage with members of your community and make a difference? Volunteer with the Massachusetts Senior Medicare Patrol Program and help prevent Medicare fraud. SMP volunteers work in their community, educating their peers about how to prevent, detect, and report healthcare errors, fraud, and abuse. Visit our volunteer open house at masmp.org. Join our team and help us fight fraud. Together, we can make a difference. This project is supported by a grant from the U.S. Administration for Community Living.
Waking up with the Tim Weisberg Show. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app.
And welcome back in. You know, we've only got about a month left of summer. Fall's on the verge of arriving any day now. And by the way, we've got some news about fall flavors coming up for you in a couple of moments. But it is still summertime. It is still time to take some time out to throw some meat on the grill and have yourself a real cookout. And that's why you need to go to the butcher shop to take advantage of the remaining time we have left for those cookouts. Because why waste time with, you know, inferior, subpar meat when you can get the best meat around from the butcher shop? They only use prime and choice cuts. They make sure that they've got exactly what you're looking for, and they cut it exactly the way you want it. It's not pre-cut and packaged and thrown into a refrigerator and sitting there for who knows how long. It's cut right in front of you the way you want it. So you want to throw a nice thick steak on the grill tonight? They can do that for you. You want a little bit of a thinner celebrity pork chop? They can take care of that too. Plus, of course, beer, wine, cheese from around the world. Everything that you need at the supermarket you can find at the butcher shop. 123 Dartmouth Street in New Bedford. A real old school neighborhood market. And once you taste that butcher shop difference, you're not going to want to get your meat anywhere else. Trust me on that. All right. 508-996-0500. As I said, fall flavors are right around the corner. And in fact, today is the day. If your local Dunkin', if your favorite Dunkin' has not yet started incorporating the pumpkin flavors, today is the official release date from Dunkin' for pumpkin. So you're going to get your pumpkin donuts and muffins. You're going to get your pumpkin spice lattes, your pumpkin coffee, all of that starting today. And I think the pumpkin season at Dunkin' lasts more than any other flavors that they have. But Barry had that article last week of how you can buy the pumpkin swirl syrup by the gallon if you would like. I'm not that crazy for it. I like it. But I'm also like a little bit picky in how I like it. So I don't really love pumpkin iced coffee. I like it in a hot coffee, but I like it when it's chillier weather. Like, I don't know that I'm going to go get a pumpkin coffee today. Maybe for social media purposes, for a video or something, but I'm not going to be getting that every day. Not that I don't really get Dunkin' every day anyway, but to me, it's one of those things where I used to, when I first moved out on my own and I was living alone, my little house on Swift's Beach, my favorite thing to do was get up on Sunday mornings, read the newspaper. I used to get the Standard Times and the Boston Globe delivered. Could never do that now. Couldn't afford it. Like $25 for a Sunday paper. I don't know. So I would get the papers. I would bring them in. I'd travel down to the Dunkin' down the street from my house. This is, you know, obviously pre-DoorDash days. And you had to actually go places to get things. And I'd get an extra large hot pumpkin spice coffee. Maybe a donut, come back, spread those newspapers around the table, drink my coffee, read the papers, and then watch the Patriots. Like, and that was the year that Brady took over. And that was like just the best. So I think every hot pumpkin coffee I have is a little taste of nostalgia, throw me back to those days. But in general, the flavor is like, yeah, it's okay. I like it, but I'm not going to go crazy for it. Although when I do go to Dunkin' lately, I've been doing the mocha and the peanut butter, making like a peanut butter cup coffee. So I wonder what happens if we throw a little pumpkin in there too, assuming that they're keeping that all on the menu for the time being. But inevitably, you know, it just becomes too sweet and I don't end up finishing the whole coffee. So, but if you're a pumpkin spice freak, today is your day. And plus, you know, if Dunkin's doing it, Starbucks is doing it, everybody's going to have it. What do they do at Cumberland Farms? They put out those little creamers with the flavor in them, right? Or no, I think they have the little flavor shop machine too. So I'm sure they'll have it out soon, if not already. All you pumpkin spice weirdos, you're going to be in your glory today. All right, I've got one more break to get in here. Let me take care of that. Back in a few moments. All right, welcome back in. And as we are now dealing with, you know, the ups and downs of what the weather is going to be like. Chilly some mornings, warm and muggy others. Some nights you're going to want to have the windows open. Some nights you're going to have the windows closed. Hopefully you've already had your windows serviced by Precision Window and Kitchen, making sure that they open and that your screens are fully repaired. But now that the summer will basically be going away in just a matter of weeks, you might want to be closing those windows some nights. And maybe that's giving you an issue. Maybe you've got some foggy glass on those windows, so when they are closed, you can't see outside and see what the weather's like. Well, any of those problems, reach out to Precision Window and Kitchen in New Bedford. They are the folks who make the windows that other companies put into your home. So why spend time and extra money going through the middleman when you can get it direct from the people who make the windows? They do that. They construct them right in their workshop area behind the showroom on Acushnet Avenue. I know, I've been through there. I've seen the work that they do. It is incredible. And they build windows to last. So if you need those windows replaced, if you need doors replaced, if you need to get your home ready for it's coming, that chillier weather, Precision Window and Kitchen can help you. All you have to do is reach out to them, 508-990-3576. 508-990-3576. Or visit them online at precisionwindowandkitchen.com. All right, we're going to go into the news coming up. ABC News and then your South Coast News with Mike Roberts.